one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Morning. Hello, Darren.
It's good to see you again.
Same here.
This is a tough one today. Mm-hmm. You know, in every aspect in life and in corporate life as well, there comes a time when it's time to move on.
Right.
When perhaps it's the best thing for everyone when you just resign and move on to something else.
I like the fact that you say it's the best thing for everyone, because sometimes it truly is the best thing for the company as well.
I was just using a catchphrase, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, because they might be sitting there and thinking, this man has really stagnated. Mm. But, you know, companies do feel loyal too. And sometimes they say, you know, when we were struggling with this, he came and picked us up. And that, and yeah, how do we tell him?
Yeah, we have an obligation.
Yeah, we have an obligation, but he's really not performing at his best. And so, for me, the indication is always when, you know, all your guests leave after your Sunday lunch and you put in the lights on, and all you're thinking is, oh my God, I'm going to work tomorrow.
Mm.
That's a sure sign. When your alarm rings in the morning, and the first thing when you open your eyes is, going to that place, as opposed to it's a Monday, I'm going to work. I mean, there are people who just hate Mondays.
Yeah.
Anyway, people who just think, oh, I got to go to work. Those people are different.
Mm.
They could be very happy. They just hate the fact that the weekend is over.
Yeah.
But there's a different type of person who, well, that's a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Friday.
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off, it's just dreading going to this place.
Yeah.
And I would say when you arrive at that point, it truly is time to move on.
Mm.
Because the reason that they're dreading getting up and going to the place is they're bored stiff at work, or the relationship between them and their colleagues, or the relationship between them and their immediate superior has broken down to a point where they cannot function.
Yeah.
And when that happens, if you've tried and can no longer fix this relationship, your best bet is just to move on. Because if you move on, you're doing two things that are good. You're doing something that's good for you, because this toxic environment is just going to pull you down and down and down, and you're no longer operating at your optimum level. But it's good for the company too, because having someone who doesn't really relate to the people they work with or has this continuous clash with the person they report to is not good for everybody else around them. It's just really bad for the work environment.
Mm.
But some people just feel like that because they might love the company. They might love the culture. They love their colleagues, even like their boss.
Mm.
But the position itself is just a dead end.
Mm.
And when that happens, don't confuse those signs with, I need to move out of this company. Because sometimes the same signs might just mean, I need a different job. I need a different challenge.
Yeah, look inside
and
your business
exactly
before.
Ask yourself, is there another job in the organization? What would I rather be doing?
Mm.
And be honest with you about that. I no longer want what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to be in this company. I have identified what else I could do in this company that's challenging, because your next discussion will be, so how do I get myself out of this one to that one?
Mm.
So what I'm advocating is, don't jump to the conclusion that being bored means you need to leave the company.
Mm.
Being bored just means you no longer have a challenge in that job. And I often say, if you feel I can do this with my eyes closed, then you should no longer be in that position, because you're on autopilot and you're no longer bringing creativity and innovation into the position, because you almost, you know, I can move from A to B in this job. So, but if it is about, I no longer like the culture of this organization, they don't care about employees, because if you no longer enjoy the journey, you are not no good to anyone.
Yeah. So, and on the off chance that this is the only life, what a waste that would be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Hixonia, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.